what's up?
Hey!
You know, fool.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And that's an appropriate start to this one.
Yeah, welcome back to another wacky epidose of the Gonzo Guys.
This one's going to have a lot of toilet humor.
Yeah, now you might be wondering, for those of you who are unfamiliar, I'm of course Mike, and on the other end of the electric microphone is Tim.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was drinking a delicious Mexican Pepsi.
Yes, well, make sure there's no eggs in it or anything.
Oh, God.
We are the Gonzo Guys, and we are back again. For those of you who are not familiar with how the show goes, we watch crappy movies, and then we tell you whether or not you fast forward through them or not. Some instances are really good, some instances are really bad. At the end of the day, we didn't fast forward, and we'll tell you not to fast forward, although this week's selection really put the test, put me to the test, at least. I don't know about you, Tim. For those of you that are familiar with the show, this is not a rerun. We are not talking about Fart the Movie.
We are not. We have delved now. Granted, we do occasionally foray into the humor of the brown, but this is not a repeat epidose. We are not rebroadcasting Fart the Movie. Nor are we rebroadcasting episode 2, Brown Medicine. This is a brand new one that is yet to be named.
Yes, and it may forever shall remain nameless. anyway, last week we had our first ever user pick, and it went really well. Tim was up next, and it was Tim's selection, and this is where you need to send all your hate mail.
And I promptly derailed what was a good viewer pick or listener pick with this epic loosely zombie movie.
Yeah, what's the name? What was the name of the movie?
Name of the movie from the great country of Japan is Zombie Ass, Toilet of the Dead.
Yeah, well, and most of that movie ended up having a lot of ass stuff in it.
A lot of ass play in this one. I don't even know what to say about it. It's both infuriating and fascinating.
Yeah. So to get ready now, we had never. We both diligently flipped through the archives, and we all make sure, you know, that our references and our in jokes and everything is all, you know, kosher going forward. And I'm looked through all of these movies, and we had not yet to do a Tokyo or Japanese type motion picture.
No, we have not.
And Tim had decided to pick this lovely gym to initiate ourselves into some of the very corners of Japanese cinema, is what I would say.
the dirty, nasty corners of Japan cinema. And I would also say fart shaming.
Fart shaming is big in this movie. Now, it is on Netflix of all places, so you are welcome to not fast forward to this as well. Good luck.
Go watch it. It's an hour and 24 minutes, very short in some aspects, but when you're watching it, it may not seem so short.
You said aspects.
Aspects.
to prepare for tonight's epidose, what I should have done yesterday, I had a nice little leftover dinner. Yes, we are recording this at night. It's the magic of tape to tape, because that's how we do. Or tape to reel, reel to tape. I had leftover biscuits and sausage gravy with hot sauce and some Blanco queso with poblano peppers in it. So I swallowed that guy down. I got it nice and ruminating in my tummy with all its crazy queso and sausage gravy mixture going on with the hot sauce in there. And to kind of help wash it all down, I got a bottle of Merlot, some really cheap bottle of wine, because I should have been drunk last night watching this. Although, in all seriousness, I was kind of hungry when the movie started, and that appetite quickly went away.
It's not a movie you want to snack while you watch.
No, you don't want to snack on anything chocolate, no French fries, no noodles.
Absolutely no noodles.
You don't want caviar. You don't want trout.
No sushi, no fish.
None of that.
You probably just won't want to eat in general.
No, and I can say in all seriousness that is exactly what I did do, is not eat. And I got really queasy.
It's a gross movie.
It pretty is. It is. So the one thing that kicked it off for me is it had the Tokyo Shock label in front of it, and whenever you see that, you know you're in for a ride. That label has been like Ichi the Killer. What else? There are some movies that are just batshit insane.
And gory, and basically, but not gory. It's just there's just a lot of scat in this movie.
Oh, Tokyo Shock also distributed the story of Ricky, which there is actually a tie-in into this movie. Parallel.
There is definitely.
So Tim, what is this movie about? It's not just about ass and zombies, is it?
Kinda. No, this it starts off. The movie you're thinking, okay, zombie ass, Toil of the Dead, ha. But anyway, it starts off like a typical zombie movie. It did morph into kind of and it stays a zombie movie for a little bit, and then it becomes kind of more of a I don't know how to describe it. Near the end, it becomes like a Pokemon episode. a really twisted and anally focused Pokemon episode.
The opening credits threw me for a loop too, because it was like go-go dancing.
Here, let's. I have this pulled up. Oddly enough, let's see if they. There's some sound effects. You're not going to get to see the visual here, but I will narrate.
No, this is not like our Godzilla series.
There. So.
Thank God too. Oh.
Oh, wait a second. This is too. Where's the name of my credits here? And here they are.
Hey, think to yourself, man, what a fun movie this is going to be.
Here we go. And this girl's butt dancing jeans. All right.
Yeah, all right. We're going to have fun today, kids.
And there's, you know, go dance around, credits are rolling. You know, it's going to be a fun
little
bit. I'm
on top of the world.
And then you realize that these are go-go dancers' butts flying down a colon.
Yeah.
And that's the reason the girl's eating a sandwich.
It's magically going through her body. You can see it in her intestine shirt.
And yeah, it's still right now. She's just it looks like go-go dancers and bubbles, but it really is again. You're in someone's colon.
I like the lava bass in it too.
Anyway, and that little pew you're hearing every time she bends over, a ray of light shoots out of her butt.
Yeah.
Happy opening. It you know. And then as they fit, their fade out is actually like a bright beam of light coming out of her, well, her butthole. You want to get right down to it. She's wearing jeans, so I don't want to
make this. Yeah. It's not like anything else in this movie's graphic or anything.
No, but to be fair, well, we'll get to this, but a good portion of this movie has giant worms with pokey teeth coming out of people's buttholes.
Yeah. Oh, you spoiled the surprise. Oh, damn you.
Surprise.
Yeah, well, the opening in the movie had some crazy doctor a la, actually, Human Centipede. But he was like feeding, and this is total Japanese culture here. His daughter, who happens to be in a schoolgirl outfit that is black. If none of you are familiar with Japanese culture, I am only familiar with Japanese culture in anime and Hong Kong movies and Tokyo Shock movies. So, you know, I might not actually be correct, but, oh, I'm also familiar in Godzilla movies as well. Point is, okay. is that all girls that are under, like, 16... all wear the same kind of schoolgirl outfit in Japan. And this one did too. Although, it was not the white-blue Sailor Moon kind, but it was more of the black, like, photo-negative kind. I think they tipped the hat and were like, they told us really early on that she was a bad girl, so to say, because she was wearing all black. But the scene opened up nice enough where the daughter's like, you know, talking about something, and then the doctor's like, well, we gotta help you out here, and she's like, I'm getting the feeling again, and he brings over a chained up zombie, and he uses a boxing glove to punch it in the stomach to the point where it pukes, and her mouth is wide open for whatever is coming out to it, and then it goes into the opening credits. So I knew right away that I was gonna be in for a ride.
Yes. Yeah, the kids, obviously, she's sitting there suffering, she got a nosebleed, the dad brings in the zombie, and he just starts walloping it in the stomach with boxing gloves, and he barely knows how many hits it takes, because at one point he says, and for the final blow, and he bops it in the stomach, and the thing pukes, and then it looks like he's going to have his daughter make out with this thing.
Yeah, it's gross. Well, yeah. It clued me in really quick at the start of the movie about what kind of movie it's going
to be. Then you step away from those characters for a bit, and you get the teenagers in the van going to the woods, which is, to be fair, that's a zombie thing. So you're like, all right.
Well, no, but you forgot about the flashback that the girl had on the way over there, where her sister was getting beat up. And they're like, they whipped out a jar of bugs, and then that was it. It's like, the sister's like, why didn't you save me? So they set the scene for something, and I was like, okay, bugs. All right, they're going to do something with the jar of bugs.
There's a little flashback. The younger people in the van go into the woods. You have the girl who has flashbacks about her sister, who apparently is not that social, so she's with her friend. There's her boyfriend, who's kind of an older brother, dickwad kind of guy. There is another girl with them who's really vain, and they're going into the woods to get a parasite from a fish so the girl can be a supermodel.
Well, you also forgot that the nerdy guy got introduced by, he took his medicine and he had to puke. And it was on the level of Team America or something that's overkill, which is watching this movie, on Family Guy, because like the guy pukes for like 5 minutes, and yeah. It's right then I made the note where it's like, there's going to be a lot of fluids in this movie.
There are going to be a lot. I call that guy Japanese Shaggy.
Yeah. Well, later on he also kind of dances around a little bit like he was in an anime. So you're right about the Pikachu thing, but we'll get to that. The other note after that was lots of puke, and then the note after that was, man, there better be some boobs to offset the fluids.
There kind of were, and there kind of weren't.
Oh, God. Yeah, so the good girl, she's wearing white, of course. She's a good schoolgirl.
The more traditional Japanese school outfit.
And another thing, from watching all these cultural nonfiction movies from Japan, is that usually the good person knows just enough karate or tai chi or some sort of martial art. And that's what we find this girl doing, is that she's practicing her martial art while everyone else is, like, fishing for trout.
Fishing for trout that are bloated with parasites.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's some kind of, like, rivalry starts up with this big boob Asian lady that was like, I need to lose more weight so I can get more modeling jobs and not be so jealous of other people.
She's bound and determined to get the parasite. They bring Japanese Shaggy with him. He's the guy who has the maps and knows about the...
He's a smart guy because he is all wearing glasses.
He's wearing glasses and he's got this weird, wicked bowl cut. He might be my favorite character in the movie. Because he always just loses his freak. His reaction shots are fantastic.
He even kicks up his knees in the air like anime cartoons. It's amazing.
He's like a live action anime guy.
Yeah.
Every time something, I mean, he looks sufficiently horrified when things come out of people's butts. So I'll give him that. It's the look you should have. It should be, oh! And it's what he does.
So the lady, they catch the fish because the schoolgirl, hero of the movie, used ninja skills to use the net to catch the fish that was floating seamlessly in the air for a good minute at a time. Again, a little bit of overkill on the writer-director's part on this. But they caught it. Of course, Bad Girl got jealous, but they got the fish. They cut the fish open.
How dare you show me up?
Yeah.
And it's like, she got your parasite fish, lady, so why don't you, you know, slow your roll?
Yeah, so they cut open the fish, and they're like, jackpot! There's like 3 or 4 tapeworms in this fish.
Oh, God, they're not just tapeworms. Oh, they're just, they're foul. They did a nice job with the worm inside the fish, because it is foul looking.
Yeah, so the lady grabs it, and runs away from people, and ends up eating it. And, she ate a tapeworm.
And so she eats the tapeworm. There's a whole little convoluted, I'm not even sure I'm going to go into it. There's a whole convoluted thing with the one girl's boyfriend, like, making out with the fancy girl.
Oh, yeah. The boyfriend was a jerk, and he's a drug head, and he's just a butthole, and no pun intended, of course. And he wanted to make out with everybody, pretty much. He was all over the place. He was just an asshole. So, conveniently enough, just to get the movie going on, some zombie shows up. Zombie first checks out guy making out with big boob model lady, and then, like, he shows up again later on, and, like, the raunchy guy, the drug guy, got kicked in the balls by the good girl because he came onto the good girl, and she was having none of it. So he woke back up, and the zombie was there, but they didn't know it was a zombie. And he gets too close to the zombie. What happened when he gets too close to a zombie, Tim?
He gets too close to the zombie. Zombie bites his finger off.
Yeah, you know, if anything, if you see something that looks like a zombie and walk like a zombie,
to put your hand in your mouth, in its mouth.
Don't get within biting range. That's about
Let alone like let it put its your the guy the zombie slowly puts the guy's finger into his mouth.
Yeah, it almost lovingly does it.
And then he gnaws off his finger.
But you know what? There's one auditory note that helped me out in this movie. Is that they had some weird video game like music going on in the background when something supposedly ultra mega violent and gross is happening. So like in that scene, that part where he's cutting his finger off, he's biting his finger off, and then the guy working the blood tube gets a little happy and starts really laying into the zombie guy's face with all this fake blood. The video game music in the background kind of helped like emphasize that it was like some crazy shit going on.
Let me see if I can give you a little bit of that. I was actually right up on that spot, right? Oh, in the meantime, so he gets his finger bit off. The zombie's still on him. Schoolgirl pops over, hero schoolgirl, and, like, gives the zombie a kick and, like, knocks his head, like, bends his head off. And they're like, you kicked him too hard.
It was a very Ryu or Ken like kick from Street Fighter 2 as well.
There's a lot of flying. It was a super kick. Here we go. Here's the dumbass putting his finger in the guy's mouth in the music.
It almost sounds like the computer from War Games.
Yeah.
How about a nice game of chess? It's Joshua. It's the Joshua music.
It is. Basically, that's the same sound that like they used from the 50s to the 70s of like a supercomputer, you know, determining when it took over the world. That's the noise it makes. Or any spaceship.
Yeah. So she kicks a zombie's head, right? And they're like, okay, well, she also dressed the wound, because ninjas need to know about dressing wounds. And they're like, okay, that's great. Now, let's go find some help or whatever. They leave for some reason. I don't even know. But they get into this village, and then all of a sudden...
But stole their van, is the other thing.
Oh, yeah, they got their van stolen, which is such a weak-ass plot device. But at any rate...
They didn't explain that either.
Well, I mean, at least they did something instead of just having them wander off into town, right?
Like, yeah, so they go to get their van to go back, go get some help, and the van drives away because this dumbass drug addict brother left the keys in it. So they're like, all right, there's a village on this map. Let's start walking.
So they get there, and then Big Boom Model Lady asks Star Turtle, because, of course, she just ate the tapeworm.
And here, there's a little bit of this, just for the hell of it, because we're... And she's grabbing her stomach here. But she's terrified. It should be noted, she's terrified to fart in front of anybody, because it's so shameful.
This is a culture of pride.
It is, and there she's like... And the nerdy guy gives her some crap. She slaps the shit out of him. But again, it's all because she does not want to. She does not want to fart in front of anybody. Uh oh.
Heather.
Oh, Heather.
Button fluffer.
Meanwhile, she like tippy toes across the field, blasting ass. So. And she goes into basically a Japanese porta potty. Let me just pause that. It's a good spot to stop there. She goes into a Japanese porta potty. There's a lot of, in the subtitles anyway, there's a lot of dialogue about how she just needs to poop. And
well, the subtitles were off for me, too. It seemed toward the end of the movie, they seemed about a couple seconds off from each other.
No, they are. They were. Mine were, too. That was just the
They were about all these bad subtitles that we're getting all of a sudden. I think it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, we've had some trouble. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But she's in this Japanese outhouse complaining about how she just needs to get it out. She's just farting like a demon in there. And every time people fart in this one, it's like a giant yellow golden cloud.
Well, not all the time.
Not all the time. It's only right before the butt worm comes out.
So, yeah, so she dropped trowel, and I'm like, okay, I get to see your ass. But Mrs. Lim's like, man, I kind of want to see your boobs. Because I got to have some kind of, like, restitution from what is happening, especially looking back on this whole movie. But she drops trowel, that's great, it's a nice butt shot, you know, because I'm actually kind of... you know what I am. They have this long drawn out scene where they show the poo water in the outhouse, right?
Oh god, that's gross.
Yeah, I know, right? And it was like chunks of poo and toilet paper, and then all of a sudden like a face bubbles up out of it.
And which poor freaking actor drew that straw?
Well, you know, if that was on chocolate milk and like fudge brownies, then you know it's like okay, whatever.
Ugh, it's making
But I guarantee you that's not fucking Robert De Niro down there. Or fucking that other guy, the graduate guy.
No, it's not Dustin Hoffman down
there. Yeah, there's no method acting going down there. There's no. I guarantee you, there's no actual poop in there. But oh my goodness,
Jesus, they did a good job making it look real.
Well, and that's where this whole movie turned the corner for me. I was like, this is gonna be a struggle. I lost my appetite. I was getting queasy, but it's still. For the egregious long play, like, the hand eventually, finally, after about a good minute of him just blub, 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 the hand reaches up and just starts grabbing this lady's ass. It doesn't really pull it down or anything. Literally, it's just about 30 seconds of him just slapping her ass, just like...
The hand comes up from the shit, grabs each cheek, and then starts slapping each butt cheek back and forth.
Yeah, and this was like a good minute before she realizes she needs to like get up and get out of there. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, it's the long play. You got the point across. But no, there's this shit hand slapping his butt, you know, leaving shit stain marks all over her ass, and they're just doing it for a good minute. And it's just like, okay, I get it.
It was it's just the fact they made the shit looked real. It is just it was just
if there was the Japanese version of the Oscars, I hope they won it on special effects.
They should get a special effects award because the shit looked like shit. And
I wonder what the screen testing was. I wonder who the guy was that had to like come up with the different like nut brown colors of poop and poop.
There's some guy whose job was to fill that porta potty bottom with just shit.
Yeah. So, finally, like, the guy pops up out of there, and the lady, like, you know, I think she farts on him or something.
She gives him a blast, like, golden fart dust, yeah. And it kind of pushes him back a little bit, and she gets out of that.
And they tease me there, because the zombie was ready to rip off her top, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, he was trying to grab her chest, and he never did, and then she got out. And, oh, God help me, when the zombies are like, that first guy comes out, he spits out a chunk of shit.
Yeah, 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 you picked this, Tim. You did.
No, I don't know why. I know I did.
Yeah, I know why. That's what I'm saying.
It's just rough. Oh.
So, they decided to move things on just a little bit faster and just have the whole, like, 20 or 30 zombie shit people roll out of that outhouse and start attacking these people. And, of course, then the lady, like, you know, ends up cutting a fart that had, like, the face of Satan on it.
I forgot about the face of Satan and the shit cloud.
Yeah.
She puts this giant golden cloud, and then it makes a devil face for no explanation whatsoever. But it makes a devil face, and then the zombies keep chasing them. She's not going to get away, so they can't save her at that point. So the rest of the people run, and the court, they kind of, this must be somewhat of an homage to Land of the Living Dead. They run into basically a farmhouse and shut the door.
Yeah. By the way, that's when the big reveal happens. The evil tapeworm comes out of the butthole.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting, like, she lets this giant fart, and then, you know, it's...
She went from suck to blow.
Well, it just they did this across the movie. Every time they jump out of somebody's butt, it's usually like through their underwear, which I'm sure for special effects is easier.
Yeah, I know. It was like a perfect concentric circle. Later on, these mutated, almost alien like, or could be alien like tapeworms started spinning their head like drills. So I think they kind of like
they burrow their way out of your butt.
Pretty much.
It's rough. They're gross looking. It's kind of like if the alien from Alien had a tapeworm, that's what it would have.
Yeah, so the old guy, so they get into this farmhouse, right? After, I think the zombies start flinging shit at the people, too.
They chase them, and then, like, the one zombies, they came out of the, like, 16 of them came out of this outhouse. And they all climb out, and then, like, they have suit jackets, like typical zombies and stuff. But their pockets are full of shit. And they're, like, flicking, like, they're reaching in their shirts and their pockets, and they're flipping shit at people. And they keep hitting Japanese Shaggy in the face.
Yeah.
which actually, I get a chuckle out of.
Yeah, he's just like, it was kind of funny.
They're throwing shit at me. Oh! And his overreactions are great.
Yeah, so they end up in this farmhouse thing. And some old farmer there is, like protecting his burg. But you find out that he's also infected. What happens is the farmer shotguns some zombie in the head, and then an eyeball flies into Shaggy's mouth, and he swallows and eats the eyeball, and then he's all like, "Oh!"
the farmer is infected, and he said, "I'm not going to let them get my brain," and so he takes a shotgun and blows his
head
off.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And when he blows his head off, one of his eyeballs flies across the room, and Japanese Shaggy's overreacting, going, "Whoa!" And as he's doing that, the eyeball flies in his mouth, and he swallows it.
Yeah, like he wasn't going to be infected before or anything. I mean, it's just, ugh. So, like... The only way they can so they do again with the slow motion, like egregious thing, like the farmer or like some other zombie or whatever shows up, right? And like the other girl, the friend of the schoolgirl that was the boyfriend of the drug guy, was like they just had like the slow long play where the zombie was slowly peeling off her underwear, and finally, like, she just sits on the head, and the head, like, smashes under her.
She kills the zombie with her butt.
What is it? I think that actually might be word for word. Yeah, her butt smashed the head. That's what I put down.
My butt smashed his head, and the whole thing, the whole time he's like kind of peeling at her. These are the most like gingerly touching zombies in the world. Like he's just delicately trying to peel off her pants, and she's like, "No, no, my butt crack will show. My butt crack will show. No, no, my butt cheeks will show. My butt cheeks will show."
I know. Nobody does anything else. Another minute later, finally she sits on his head and just smashed, smushed brown shit all under, underneath her butt.
Oh, jeez. And let's see if I can... wait a second. Let me just a little sound effects here. Just this is the farmer in his house with the shotgun, and he's going to start going crazy. I want to see if we get the gulp sound of Japanese Shaggy swallowing an eyeball. That's just... Yeah, move it along a little timer. And you see this worm swallowing around, swimming around in his stomach. And Jabby Shaggy has his mouth agape in preparation for the eyeball that will fly across the room. Oh, and then little worm pops out of the guy's mouth. I forgot about that too. Now, here he goes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Did you hear the... It's like, if you quit going, you wouldn't swallow as many eyeballs, Japanese Shaggy. But anyway, let's see. What happens after this? They're in the farmhouse...
The doctor rescues them from the first part of the movie where he's like making a zombie puke into his daughter's mouth.
He shows up with a gun. He's like, come on. He has a nail gun. He shoots a few zombies.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Of course, these are zombies. Are the zombies that die when you shoot them in the head. So that's good. And so he says, like, come with me, you know. And so he kind of saves them. So they go with him to his house.
Yeah.
And let's see, he brings him in. He's like, oh, you know, there's this stuff going on. I don't know about it, but he doesn't really tell him a whole lot. And he's like, you know,
we're barricaded. We're safe. Go ahead and eat.
You should eat. You guys, I'm sure, need it. And so his daughter comes out. The girl in the black dress had the health problems. Comes out.
Yeah, no, the black dress girl was there out in the open, too. And the white dress girl saw her, like, out and about. So there's something going on there that they're trying to let clue us in on.
Oh, there's some, the hero knows there's something up, but not sure what. They bring everybody a nice plate full of noodles.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, first thing I thought, and I think you caught on quick too. I mean, this isn't like a mystery. First thing I thought, I was like, why are they eating noodles? They shouldn't eat any food at all.
Oh, God.
But no, they scarf them down.
The brother especially is really hungry. He digs right into him. And he's been, it should be noted at this point, the brother or boyfriend or whoever the hell he is. He's been popping like painkillers. Well, naturally because his finger came off, but he had a box full of pills on a chain around his neck and he kept taking them. Hallucinogens, whatever they might be. He was just taking pills all the time.
Ugh.
And so they start to feed him and he got bit, and so the guy said, you know, he starts saying, oh, I don't feel right, you know, oh, and he's, like, scratching his head, and he's got these sores in his head where he's been scratching all day. Just scratching a lot. And the guy's like, oh, you got bit, so.
You're infected.
They laid their eggs in you that way. And all of a sudden, like, he starts having these horrible things. His head starts bulging up and down, doing all this crazy stuff, and he's like, oh.
And he puked again, and he farted again.
And his head starts bending out of shape, and the guy's like, have you taken any other drugs? And he's like, well, he took a bunch of drugs. And he's like, oh, that just pisses him off. He doesn't say that, but he's like, it pisses him off, and they react poorly to narcotics. And so the brother's head just blows up.
Well, not before he said, I love you, but to the wrong girl's name, and his bulbous head shrunk really small for a second. I thought that was kind of funny. And then it got big again.
The girl he's with is like, oh, just kiss me before I die, which at this point he's gross looking. It's like, no way that's going to happen. And then he's like, I love you. And he says the other girl, the girl who they left with the zombies who ate the tapeworm thing. He says her name. And then I think the science guy's like, oh, that was a mistake. And, and his head blows up. And, it's foul.
Yeah. So his head blows up, and I was like, oh, okay. And then it's shower time, right? And right around, and I put this in my notes, right around this time, note number 67, keep that in mind, I wrote down, it kind of almost feels like a 12-year-old wrote this. Poop, zombie, yes, exactly. Yes, it not old enough to be like pubescent, prepubescent, because it's poop, it's zombies, it's farts, but no boobs, and ninjas. It's something it's, like a 12-year-old me would conjure up. It was like, what's the craziest movie you can come up with, 12-year-old Mike? That would be it.
It's a middle school Mike special.
Yeah, it's like before Discovering Girls, that's probably what would be in the movie. So that's kind of what I was thinking about. And then the next line in all caps, I put no boobs. Because it's a shower scene. But finally we get it, but it's the hero's boobs. And it's like, okay, fine, whatever, that'll work.
Yeah, for whatever reason, they're like, okay, so the boyfriend's head blows up. They're all going to turn in for the night. The one girl's taking a shower, the semi-nice girl. She wasn't like a snotty, bitchy girl like the one who is essentially dead.
Yeah.
She's kind of nice. She had invited the hero girl because she knew she was having a hard time with stuff. And so she's taking a shower, and then she wants the hero girl to come shower with her.
Yeah.
Which seemed a little whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so she's like, okay. And then they kind of hint that they're kind of in love and they're kind of not. And
maybe they're just being friends.
They're being pretty close friends.
Well, and, yeah, whatever.
So there's a lot of naked hugging. I'll say that. And I don't mean that as a euphemism. It's literally just like naked hugging. And anyway, so there's some of that. And then I think they go back and they're all kind of sleeping, and there's more flashbacks to her sister getting picked on in the bathroom, the hero's sister. She doesn't help her. They want the hero girl comes in. She's like, hey, leave my sister alone. They're like, oh yeah, well, why don't you fart for us, you dirty girl or whatever.
Yeah. And they had the jar of bugs. I think they were going to feed her a jar of bugs or something,
but they wanted her sister, like, we'll let her go if you fart for us. And
that's like the big thing, right? Don't fart. It's unbecoming.
It's unbecoming. And the little sister's like, no, I wouldn't want that to happen to you. You're nice. You're a nice girl. You can't do that. And so the younger sister blasts one, and they all make fun of her. And she's like, okay, I can't take it anymore. And she runs.
She's like, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. And she's, you know, flees from the room and then runs into like the second floor of the gymnasium, which doesn't seem all that high, and she just throws herself under, like, the court down below and dies.
That's actually the leading cut. Now, from all these Japanese movies that I've seen, that's a leading cause of death among Japanese schoolgirls.
Is jumping off of the...
Jumping off the buildings, because this is exactly what happened in the story of Ricky. This little sister woke up, and she freaked out, and she ran to the top building and threw herself off of it. So this happened here, albeit not as high up, but she done killed herself that way, and it is real cause and issue in Japan. In fact, they can't build enough guardrails and fences at the top of buildings that help stave off this epidemic
of girls throwing themselves off buildings,
especially for things like farting or getting abducted by criminals. You know, it's both ends of the spectrum, really.
Both ends of the spectrum. She has her little flashback, and then she's, like, wandering around at night because her stomach's starting to get upset, and she doesn't want to fart in front of anybody.
Because she didn't want to do it in the first place.
So she's looking for...
She's so, like, mentally distraught over farting because it killed her sister that she doesn't ever want to fart.
So she's never going to fart, but she's looking for a bathroom so she can take care of it because she's realizing that something's going amiss.
Yeah.
And she stumbles into the professor's lab, and the daughter's in there, and she sees the treatment, and basically he's got another zombie on a chain. This time he's just whacking the shit out of him in the gut with a baseball bat.
Yeah, he's upgraded.
He's moved a baseball bat. Apparently it's not entirely a scientific method.
Yeah.
And he's walloping the thing. And so this time you get to see what the process is. And basically you hit zombies in the stomach, and then the worm, tapeworm thingy, which he calls like Nikoruchu or something, comes out of the zombie's mouth. And basically then he has his daughter swallow it. And it's not just a tapeworm. It's a tapeworm with like a little brain on top of it.
Yeah, yeah. And like teeth and stuff.
Teeth and everything. And so he gets the thing out of the zombie and he gives it to his daughter to swallow. And she swallows it and it's gross.
It runs all the way through his system and then it comes out her butt.
And it runs through, well, it runs all the way, it goes down her stomach, and she says, okay, it's in my stomach now. And then he gives her...
Oh, some injection.
He gives her this gigantic shot, and I mean, like, gallons of liquid.
Yeah.
Of this yellow liquid that's some kind of anti-parasitic drug. And he just, you know, pops it in her thigh and gives her a big shot of this. It takes 9 minutes for him to inject her with it. And he basically says, well, the new one's in, so now we gotta get the old one out. And so he pumps in this antiviral thing, which you would think would kill the new one too, but don't let science get in the way in this. so then all of a sudden, out from under her dress comes another one of these things with the brain on top and the teeth, comes out her butt. He catches it in like a little, like a bedpan, and gets it out of there. And he's like, oh, aren't you, you know, look at the Nikoruchu thing that saved your life. And it's smoking, by the way, too. When it comes out smoking.
Sizzling, as I like this.
It's in a metal tray. And so Hero Girl sees all this and she's like, holy crap. So she comes in and she's trying to, you know, find out what's going on. And basically the professor just heaves up the entire, like he goes into full exposition mode and he's like, hey, here's the deal, my daughter is six, we moved here, she's got leukemia, and the only way I can keep it at bay is I feed her one of these a day. And so the village became my Nikoruchu farm, and I take these things out, and so I use it to get these things to keep her alive. And we were running low on people, so I got you guys, so ha ha ha. He's just real straightforward about it. And then he leaves, and little daughter turns out to be pretty damn evil. She whips out some knives, I think.
Yeah.
And she whips out some knives, and she's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm going to cut you. I don't want to change. I'm going to cut you up. I hate healthy people. And he basically said, I fed you guys eggs on your pasta.
Yeah, exactly. And they had the flashback of him mixing the noodles and all that other fun stuff. Mixing the noodles
and, like, milking one of the worm things. Like,
looked like he was kind of jacking it off.
I was going to think of a tender way to say that. He was...
Oh, we're way past tender with this movie.
Anyway, so he's jacking off the stomach worm, the butt worm, and these weird, gross eggs are popping out and getting on the noodles, and he mixed it in, and that's what they ate. And, oh, it makes you never want to eat, like, an Asian noodle dish again.
Yeah, or eat in general.
And eat much in general. It's gross. They did a great job making it gross. But, he does that, pumps out the stuff. She finds the egg. She's gurgling. They're all gurgling in their stomach. They do a little hand-to-hand work. They fight each other in the lab.
Because the good girl goes back, right? And then, like, the other two are left behind to kind of protect themselves. And then it's like these army of buttworms show up where it's like people, but they're crawling backwards on all fours with the worm coming out of their ass as being, like, the head of this thing. So, like, there's, like, a whole bunch of them, and they got a baseball bat, right? And they're trying to, like, beat this one. The one from the girl, the big boob girl that was, like, a bitch. And the guy, like, tries to hit it with the baseball bat, and it catches it with its teeth. And then it spins its heads around, like, a saw, and, like, each chews through the baseball, like, half the baseball bat.
Let's have a little sound of that here. He's beaten them to death real successfully with the baseball bat. Oh, there's a fart. And he gets mad. And then the thing comes out. What? What did you come up? Oh, there's three more. And they all turn around. Oh, it's still fucking gross. Oh, and the one's burrowing out of somebody's butt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I believe this is the one that catches the bat, which I will note is rubber when he jumps around and shakes back and forth because it's made of rubber. And there's a whole crowd of people crawling up with worms coming out of their dungarees. And they're all crawling backwards with their little butt worms sticking out. All right, Captain Batman, let's get a swing on these things. And egregious fart sounds, as you can tell.
Oh, fuck the whole fucking movie.
And here we go. Anyway, it's mowing down the bat there, and I just seen this now again. That bat is so totally rubber. Every time he moves it around, it bends like in half.
I know, man. This movie is totally not realistic enough.
Well, there's some parts that they do realistic, and they're fucking disgusting. And then there's some parts that they don't, and they're funny, but, you know, you've already been grossed out.
Yeah, so. there's point of no return.
Yeah, you're already past that. So,
so they're fighting out there, right? And then, like, she meets the knife girl. And then the anime guy shows up, right? Because that's who I written down in my notes. Now anime guy is sticking there from outer space. And there's, like, a pit of worms from, like, a bunch of dead bodies. And the anime guy kind of takes out the doc because the doctor was going to try to get the white dress girl to be his new daughter, so to say. And they wrestle, and then, like, anime guy shows up, and they wrestle around, and then they just get lost in the pit of, like, zombie worms.
Well, the way he subdues them is that he has his horrible death fart where the golden dust comes out of his butt and the worm starts poking out.
Yeah.
So he knocks the professor on the ground and is threatening him with his butt worm. And eventually the pile of butt worms grabs them and pulls them into the pile of dead people. And
Oh, yeah.
And that's the end of for those people. And at some point he grabs the girl. He's like, you can be my new daughter. We'll play, oh God, he's like, we'll play father-daughter games. It's really fucking creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. So we don't know. Maybe there was more going on with that dad and the daughter than we know about, but it was gross.
Yeah, so the white-dressed lady survives, but is stopped by the big blue lady zombie worm person with the spinning head, right? And then, like, it's day out, there's an eye shot, man, what happens?
Well, basically, they get away, Japanese Shaggy gets taken away with the professor, and they're in the pile of dead people. What's left is you have the hero girl, and you have the kind of nice girl that invited her, that they kind of hugged in the shower.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the one girl, Megumi shows up. She was the girl that initially swallowed the parasite, and she's all third and zombie-like.
No, Megumi is the good girl. I think Maki is the bad girl.
Maki shows up, and she's kind of zombied up, obviously, and she whips out this, like, butt worm. I think she sends it out through her mouth, and it wraps up the semi-good girl, not quite the hero, but the other girl.
Yeah.
Wraps her up, and then... How to put this gently?
Like, her own, it doesn't go through her own body. Her own body, like, produces the worm finally, but she somehow has control over it.
She's fighting off the other worm with the worm from her body.
And then she's, like, telling the good girl to, like, run while she still has a chance.
Yeah, run while she still has a chance. Meanwhile, the other girl gets her and wraps her up with her butt worm. And, she kind of sends it up. She kind of rapes her with the butt worm.
Kind of, yeah.
And pushes out the new one, and so she lays new eggs in her stomach and all this crazy shit. Anyway, she's all tied up. Kind of, yeah, it's...
They make it quasi-sexy. They try to make it sexy.
It's a little S&M-ish, but it's a butt worm, so it really has no appeal in that regard. And there's nothing, it's just fucking weird.
This whole movie is just fucking weird.
So she's occupying old Maki there. Good girl's running around. She comes back at a certain point while she's occupied, and let's see here. So she's got her good friends turned up. She's like, she goes out and whoops the other zombies' asses outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Spikes one, does like a little shish kebab with two of them. Meanwhile, she comes in and she basically is like, you got her friends who's kind of got the butt worm in her is like, you got to kill me. I don't want to, you know, just kill me before I, you know, turn into one of these things. And so she shoots her in the head with a nail gun and everybody's sad. And she shoots the other, Maki zombie with him. Maki just pops back up and yeah. All of a sudden her eyes bug out.
Yeah, and I was like, it's the final boss, right?
It's the fine, you know, you are trying to figure out, like, what the hell's going on. And then, you know, it turns out that Maki is the queen parasite.
Yeah. Yeah, how'd that happen? I have no idea.
Well, they just threw it in there. What the hell? So she's the queen parasite. Her eyes bug out a la the wolf from those cartoons.
Those Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, the eyes pop, bug out, and she begins to shed her human form a little bit.
Yeah.
And kind of turns like a giant, kind of praying mantis-looking thing.
There was one subtitle in there when they were talking smack to each other that I had to write down because it was incredible. Like a woman, I will never forgive you.
On the top of everything else, this movie's sexist.
Yeah, in case you didn't catch that, it's just like, really? I mean, come on. First of all, you know, that's kind of a woman, like, queen. It's a queen, the intimate, you know, kind of gives a hint that, hey, maybe that's a female as well. But no, like a woman, I will never forgive you. It's like, what the hell is this shit? That doesn't need to be thrown in there.
On top of everything else.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell? So it was like another egregious scene where it was like...
Parasite's also sexist.
Yeah, exactly. You want to make sure you cover all the bases. So, yeah. Is this just another
we're starting to enter into Pokemon land here.
Yeah, another egregious scene of something where it was like the main bad guy. It's like the boss level of the video game. And that's when I had the thing where I was pretty sure that it was written by a 12-year-old because then you got to have the final boss at the end of the game. And that's what this is. So it flies around. Somehow that one flies, and then it somehow picks up the black dress girl. And with her powers combined with the flying parasite and the knife-wielding black schoolgirl dress lady, they're like, we're gonna get you.
Oh, my God. The queen parasite has wings, has big legs and hooks and stuff. And so she flies around the forest, scoops up the little knife girl. And that's like it's kind of like their Voltron.
Yeah.
And so they kind of hook together to form the super killing machine. And meanwhile, Queen has like three giant worms that come out of her. And she ties up Hero Girl and then proceeds to, there's no dancing around this, proceeds to rape her with one of the worms.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what I did say I was like, seriously, just fire on them and call it a day, right? Yeah. And then I had to put down Tiny Boob because they ripped just enough of the dress off.
Yeah, this is where they tied her up and it ripped just enough of her dress, like one boob was hanging out. And
so she cut a fart, right?
Yeah.
And then instantly, like, the black girl just starts making fun of her for it.
She's like, oh, here's a little bit. It's in Japanese, but you'll get the drift. Here we go. Basically, there's that music again.
It's the Zelda music. So
this is where she's gonna get the Triforce.
Exactly. Take this on your adventure. You might need it.
She made fun of her for cutting a little fart, and then Hero Girl decides that she can just use her super fart to fly like a freaking demon.
Well, no, they rape her, and then they all fly in the air really high up, and then they drop her.
She breaks loose. She's flying to the ground. All of a sudden, she realizes she blasts a big, huge demon fart. She can fly back up in the air. And then she just kind of hangs around up there.
Yeah, fart rockets in all caps are what I have.
Fart rockets constantly. Let's see. Then it's a battle of the butt worms.
Yeah, because she has her own butt worm that has its own blue jewels at the tip, at the end of it, well, which threw me off.
That's to indicate that that's a good butt worm as opposed to the evil butt
yes.
worm.
Yes.
So she's got the butt worm kind of coming out of her dress, and she starts swinging it like a sword and defending against the alien beast. The big queen drops the knife girl. She gets impaled.
Well, but the worm staff, the staff worm, because it's like hard like a staff. Doesn't she like knock her out of the queen worm's hands or something?
Let's see. You know what? Let's go to the tape.
The tapeworm, of course.
Oh. And also, they apparently sound like metal now. She's like defending knife fights and the other worm with her special bejeweled butt worm. And nope, there she goes. Evil schoolgirl falls. And somehow falls in sideways and gets a tree limb through her mouth. And now she's fighting the weird, evil-looking parasite thing with her good butt worm. Little butt shake there. Good move.
This play-by-play is awesome. You're like the Howard Cosell of assworm play-by-play.
And now it looks like... Oh, the queen has played the quadruple worm pushdown, and the quadruple worm pushdown, it's almost successful. Oh, she counters. She grabs the quadruple butt worm. She's trying to wheel back in, but she's got the antiviral giant freaking shot.
Yep, right in the face. Meanwhile, I put a quick note in there that the zombie queen laughs like a Muppet.
And she, again, takes forever to inject the freaking... She gets him right in the butt. And there's a little bit of weird moaning that's pseudo-sexual, which is not right.
No, this whole movie's not right.
Meanwhile, the girl with no fart power is driving this thing into the air. It's taken a long time. Again, egregious should be the name of this movie. And she gets her little last, you know, probably Schwarzenegger-esque... you know, pun. And she does like a full flip, land superhero style, one knee to the ground. And Parasite Queen blows up in the air.
Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Oh, and kersploosh.
Kersploosh. And then you think it's over.
Yeah, so she takes this anti-parasite medicine to the Muppet, right? And it's like dead. Okay, but what about the girl? Does she survive? Does the parasite take over her? You know, and all the while the Zelda music's playing, right?
And she's got a bottle of Swish, which is the antiviral stuff.
Yeah, and it's very cartoony too, with the big cork and the big bottle.
And I'm sure it's in Japanese, but I bet it says like antidote on it or something.
Yeah, so she takes that and she's all better, right? And she starts to walk away.
Hoofing it down the road. She's obviously hurt. And she finds the van with the keys in it. She's like, oh, okay. That's her van. She gets in it, tries to start. It's not starting. And, you just got to hope that it's the end of it. And, well, maybe not.
Yeah.
And what happens?
What happens?
What happens when she tries to start the van?
Oh, the dad is in the van.
He has somehow survived the pile of dead bodies and worms.
And he's in the van. So they fight.
They fight not very long, mind you.
It's just a really slow, played out ninja kick, pretty much.
Ninja kick, he's dead.
She said that he had shit for brains.
Oh, yeah. She's like, you got shit for brains, and kicks his head off. Credits.
The end of the dead.
The end of the dead, which... I feel like it might be a translation issue.
Yeah. Well, no, that was in the credits.
Hey, I know. I still feel like it was a translation
issue. This whole movie is a translation issue. So, all right. So
I think that might be the title.
This whole movie is a translation issue. I just want to have you know, I took 146 separate different notes for this movie. I believe it's a world record. It hasn't been verified, but I just had to do something to kind of help me through this movie. I'm going to read you the last. I'm going to start at 136 and just read you what I wrote down.
Yeah, cook through them. Let's hear it.
Speed notes.
Yeah, so number 136. Well, no, 135. We'll start at 135.
135.
Flying kick to zombie dad. Number 136. Number 137. I quit. Number 138. Tim wins. Number 130. Yeah. Number 139. This movie tops all.
Yes.
Number 140. As in, I lost my appetite. Number 141. I'm kind of queasy. Number 142, I'm still typing notes. Number 143, this movie will make me think harder about making poop jokes in the future. Number 144, I need some fresh air. Number 145, but no food. Number 146, in all caps, especially no noodles. Yeah, I was done. By the time this movie got over, I was physically weak and queasy, and I was done. I was
a rough one.
It was rough. But you know what? I didn't fast forward. Did you fast forward?
I did not. I've watched it.
I watched it twice.
I've seen it not like back to back, let's be fair. I watched it like 6 or 7 months ago, and I watched it again just to be fair, refresh myself on the plot intricacies, and if it was still, because it made me queasy the first time I watched it, and I thought, I wonder if that was just shock, you know, just overwhelming. Watch this again, it still makes you sick.
You sure you didn't have like a hankering for China Star after that?
Oh god, no. I was anything but the
I'm a big dude with big appetite.
Not
anymore. Now
the night before I watched this, I had horrible acid reflux.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then it was I was just like, and my stomach was kind of upset all day, and then I watched this, so it was tough. The only thing, and it just now coming to me, the only time I felt kind of queased out by a movie this much was,
That's a good topic.
Did Andy ever make you watch Meet the Feebles?
I know of it. I saw it at the Blockbuster I went to, and then I think it was also the Video Library at some point, but I never ended up watching The Feebles.
Oh, God, it's like Jim Henson, like, take this movie.
Yeah.
Cross it with, like, the Muppets.
Huh. So that's a good time. What other movies have made you, like, physically queasy? Because we're pretty tough when it comes to bad movies. I mean, just, you know, go through our entire catalog of podcasts.
Peter Jackson's movie?
Oh, the Dead Alive.
Dead Alive.
That was kind of gross. You know what? Yep. You know what made me really queasy as a kid, and it gave me nightmares. Like I couldn't not watch it and puke, and then I had like nightmares about it. It was Stand By Me, and it was a scene with
the pie eating contest.
Yeah, with lard ass.
Everybody starts puking the blueberry pie stuff.
Yeah, and everybody pukes, and everybody else as a kid. That gave me nightmares, and I actually did physically puke from that as a kid.
Oh, I you know what, that I was just gonna say, that popped in my head while you were building up to that.
Yeah, it was really like, I mean, there are very few movies. I think I can stomach it now. Like, I think I could probably get through it now, right? But like, I know that if I see that scene or I'm watching that movie and the scene comes up, I'm gonna have some sort of physical reaction to it because of the history I've had with it. So it's like, ugh. Some movies are really good at doing that, and it's nice to know, like, with a movie like this, well, it's not nice to know, it's finally, like, there is some, there's some comeuppance about, like, actually finding a movie that can make me physically queasy again, because...
I have just, one just popped in my head. It is not a horror movie, it's a comedy. And it made me almost vomit in the movie theater.
Yeah, and then I got another one, too. Speaking of Andy.
My selection would be Van Wilder.
Oh, is it the hot dog?
It's where they have... No, it's like dessert pastries, like cannolis.
Yeah.
And they have a bulldog hump, and they're all full of
bulldogs. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And it's fucking disgusting. And like the frat guys get this thing and they're eating them and it's dripping all over their face. Oh. They did a really good job making it look like semen. It's just fucking disgusting. And I think about it now, it's starting to make me a little, oh.
Well, and there are some scenes in the underground comedy movie that also make me like,
oh, Jesus. That's not, now let's be fair.
Donna of the Dead.
That is neither a movie nor a comedy.
Nor is it underground, because it should have stayed there. It somehow became above ground, and now people see it.
Just for reference, we probably have referenced this movie before on the podcast.
We're not going to feature it in an episode.
We will never feature it. You can just...
We have... After hearing all this, yes, believe it or not, we actually have standards.
And that is the... In the underground comedy movie, you can thank for that.
Yeah, we'll watch. If there's a sequel to Zombie Ass, like Zombie Ass Poo... The Bigger Butthole, like, I'll watch that over the underground comedy movie.
And I'm debating whether or not to watch. And the person who made underground comedy movies named Vince Offer. He's the ShamWow guy.
Yeah, he also got his ass kicked by a hooker in Miami and was arrested for it.
He got beat up by a hooker and was arrested for it. Was she a tranny hooker? Maybe.
I don't think it really matters.
It doesn't matter. He got beat up by a hooker. He's the ShamWow and the Slap Chop guy. He has another movie called Inappropriate Humor, APP capitalized.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Apps, because he's current.
Yeah. Hey, Lindsay Lohan's in this movie, though.
So I've yet to see it. Michael Clark Duncan was in Underground Comedy Movie.
And that was the funniest scene, too, in that movie. Because he was with that other gay comedian. I forgot his name.
Ant. He was in the scene with Ant, and then he was a big gay black guy, and it was actually a pretty funny scene. That was it.
But then, like, Drunk Slash is not good. Slash the musician, he was just drunk.
Right. He's drunk in it.
Hanging out with homeless people and transients.
They have, a homeless bag lady contest, and there's a bunch of naked, legitimately homeless, crazy women running around.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Anyway, that that comes to mind, but I would say that's borderline cinema.
I've seen some of Inappropriate Comedy, and it's, okay.
I've heard it's more passable than Underground Comedy.
Yeah, and Lindsay Lohan's in it.
That does, again, you're not, I don't know if that's a strong...
Well, form. I don't know if that was pre or post, I don't know if it was during or post Ankle Bracelet, but...
It was somewhere within the decline or the rise or wherever you think she is.
Yeah. But, so at any rate,
she was in Machete too. So.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, she was in Machete.
She's still getting some work.
She's not that great, but I mean, she was in a movie. She was in an indie movie with the porno star James Dean that was supposed to be about something. I forgot what it was, but. It was supposed to be like her independent movie, like reboot, but it didn't really do anything. I don't think it did too well on the circuits, but like, she's gonna be in like another movie here coming up. So I guess if anything, she's just getting work. So good or bad, I can't really comment on
that. Yeah, well, that was our Lindsay Lohan update segment.
Yeah, so, you heard it here first.
She was actually gonna be on, she was on a CBS sitcom, Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls
is on CBS, and she was playing a bride to be ordering cupcakes or something. I don't know, something stupid.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That
anyway, that's Lindsay Lohan.
But our point is that we have standards.
We have standards, and a lot of them don't involve Lindsay Lohan.
And Underground Comedy Movie made me queasy, and we ended up trying to like give this tape away to other people. Like it's borrowed on a permanent basis. But it was like I think Andy lent it out and to you, and then I got it and I lent it back, and then it's just like in this constant.
I should
here borrow this movie, and then when you try to return it, they're like, no, I don't want it back.
in the vein of honesty,
vein of honesty.
I'm the one who called the 800 number and ordered that movie in the first place.
Oh, it was you! It was you! And it was you that did this movie as well. I think we're covering something more about you tonight, sir.
I not only ordered it. I ordered two copies of it.
Why did you order two copies of it? And this is a legitimate question. I'm not trying to be funny. I actually want to know why you ordered 2 for a movie.
Okay, now this is back in the day when DVD was still something like you had to go purchase.
You get like the tape and the DVD?
No, I bought DVD. DVD had become had just become the dominant format. But the interweb was not quite, there was not a Netflix per se besides the discs. Even then, the disc service didn't exist yet. So I bought these two things because it was late night. It was one of those ads you see late at night. And it's like, I'm like, what the fuck is this thing? I'm going to order it. And I was like, just in case it goes away, I'm ordering two. And I'll give one to some of my friends because I'll give one to somebody as a present.
Okay. You know? So we got down to the story there. Two of
them. Watched it once, threw one away. Well, because it was one of those things, it's like, if I die, I don't want anyone to find this.
I figured you were just angry that you ended up ordering two pieces of shit instead of one.
And God help me, I think it cost me about $40.
Yeah. And so that disgust, that's a different kind of queasy it made you.
It was probably a rage throwaway, but in general, I didn't want to have it on me. And I said,
well, and that term wasn't invented then, so you could get away with it.
So I said, hey, why don't I... One, I think I made everybody watch it.
You fucking bastard, you.
And we had to stop it halfway. It's the first time ever, I think, we ever had to stop a movie halfway and be like, I'm done. I'm out. I quit. I don't fucking care. Why'd you make us watch this? And then I gave it to Andy. And I don't know if he wasn't present. He must not have been present for the first viewing. And so I gave it to him and I said, here's this thing. It's awful. And he's like, oh, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, exactly, right?
He turned it off.
It's the Underground Comedy Movie Challenge.
And so he turned it off, and I watched
the whole thing with him.
He said, hey, do you want that? Do you want it back? And I said, no. And he said, good, because I gave it to somebody else, and I told him I never wanted to see it again. And later on, I think he followed up. He said the person did the same thing. They're like, why the hell do you have that?
See, and now people are going to say, oh, well, that's Underground because they're passing the tapes around. It's like, no, it's like The Ring. Nobody wants it.
Nobody wants it. And 7 days later, your pride dies. But so Underground Comedy, that's what that is. I bought it. Jesus.
So that movie made me queasy.
That movie makes you queasy, and it's terrible.
So I can't think of another movie like... Even Hostel, I was okay with, right?
Hostel got me a little queasy, but for whatever reason, it didn't bother me.
And Human Centipede was just ridiculous. Now, I haven't seen, like, the sequels, and they're making a third one. Yeah. It's going to be in prison, too, so, you know. At any rate, I haven't seen those, but I've seen the first one, and it was almost comical. It was, like...
too over the top.
Yeah, but it was just enough gore, just enough weirdness that it didn't really make me as queasy as like this movie, Zombie Ass.
I'll tell you the worst part in Zombie Ass. It was the fucking outhouse and the shit in it.
Because they started right out, and kudos to them. They didn't mince meat or any other kind of fecal matter. They're like, all right, you know, the title is Zombie Ass. We might as well just, you know, get started, get to work. You know,
it was. They should be commended for making very realistic outhouse liquids and solids.
Oops, and everything.
Oh, God, it was disgusting. And the actors, whoever had to have that crap put on them.
It actually got a review on IMDb. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please. Let's share that with the audience.
First of all, it got a rating of, from this review, it got a rating of 8 stars out of 10.
Oh.
And this was the most popular review. It's titled Poor Man's Prometheus.
Oh.
With such a title, no one expects great cinematic achievement, yet with similar storylines and themes is Prometheus with the triumph of this budget. This parody will make you laugh much harder. The CGI is not as good, mostly tongue-in-cheek. But just when you think things could not get more outrageous, the movie manages to top itself. Obviously, frequent use of asses sets it apart, but gross-outs, goo, zombies, aliens, orifice penetrations, the origin of man, creation, the meaning of life, betrayal, nerdy biologists, bizarre surgical procedures, self-sacrifice, ass-kicking, and survival feature prominently just as in the big-budget film, parentheses, Prometheus. put yourself in the proper mood, and this movie will deliver.
I veto that review. I've seen Prometheus, and I've seen this movie, and...
These reviews are awesome. This review may contain spoilers. Here's another one. I think this movie just knocked Pink Flamingos out of the first place for the best movie I've ever seen.
Now, Pink Flamingos, is that a John Waters film? I believe that is.
I think so. It's either that.
And those are odd films, but those are not usually that gross.
Oh, man.
I kind of enjoy John Waters movies. They're just fucking bizarre, but... Pink Flamingos. I think that was a John Waters movie. I'm sure I'll hear about it otherwise from our loyal fan base.
So, oof. What's your verdict on this thing? Do you have anything else to say about this movie? You just want to flesh it.
Oh, boy. You know, let me ponder for a minute. Hang on here. Yeah, I think that kind of sums that up for that movie. As far as rating overall, I like Japanese Shaggy.
Japanese Shaggy was good. His overreactions and the way he kicked his knees up when he was all super excited.
Funny.
The long drawn out puke scene was all right. It was kind of funny.
And I liked some of the subtitles were pretty fun. The couple of subtitles, one where I'll never forgive you like a woman, or like a woman, I will never forgive you. I crushed his head with my butt, and when she killed the professor.
Classic lines.
And she's like,
timeless.
You dumbass, you have shit for brains, and kicked his head off.
Is this a first ever please fast forward?
I might say fast forward because it makes you queasy.
I don't know. I feel like...
You put it this way. If you fire this up and you get to the outhouse scene and you're not at all bothered by it, it's kind of like, oh, no big deal.
I kind of want to share my misery. I'm gonna go ahead. This is probably the closest I've ever said to fast forward, but I'm going to say do not fast forward.
All right. I will say... I'll play the fence and say, this is an optional fast forward, and I'll say mine is based on, get to that, you have to watch the outhouse scene, and for the zombie to come up and slap her ass. Yeah. And if you're queasy, then I give you permission to fast forward, and...
But, I mean, you're going to be fast forwarding through the whole movie, pretty much, because it just doesn't stop, so...
No, I was going to say, no, I take that back. If you make it to the outhouse scene...
Do not fast forward.
You know what? Never mind. You know what? You watch this. You start this. You watch it.
Yeah. That's now, if you get to where she eats the tapeworm, okay, that's fine. But if you actually get to the outhouse with a hand just feeling her ass, a shit hand feeling her ass for like a minute,
you're in for the whole ride.
Do not fast forward. Now, that's Tim. I'm saying do not fast forward because I want to share this pain on everybody else. I'm actually trying to lose weight, and I think this movie helped kill my appetite last night.
It will kill your appetite. If you're dieting,
please don't watch this movie.
Don't fast forward.
I encourage you. Watch it with your children.
Watch it. Have your weight loss group over.
Yes.
Watch it. Have some fun with it.
Add like a finger food, you know, little chocolate brownies.
Oh, yeah. Make food that looks like it, and you'll be off it for a while.
Yeah. You'll have like a bowl full of ramen noodles with oatmeal in it, and. You know, just have a big old party.
Yeah, so on that note, everybody should watch this and just suffer through it like we did. I will, however, make a concession. Everyone is feel free to never watch underground comedy movies.
Yeah, I think we've made that clear. You guys are like, oh, you know, you always say don't fast forward. No, don't even start the underground comedy movie.
Don't even start it, and if you do, just turn it off and throw it away. And if someone gave it to you...
Fast forward, somehow, like, melt each frame. I don't know how you can do frames on DVDs, but if it's a VHS especially, just take each like frame and cut it and melt it individually.
And then go find whoever gave it to you and slap them in the face.
Yes. Probably with some kind of meat slapper sound effect on top of it.
Or maybe with the case, the DVD case, and make a nice slapping sound. That kind of wraps that up for that film.
Woo!
It was a stinker. No, pun intended. Pun
fully intended, sir.
Yes, indeed. That noted, we should also go ahead and mention our before we say our goodbyes, we should mention our other project.
Go Go Godzilla. After a slight technical mishap, all three Epidoses are now up. We're at Epidose 3. The first 9 Godzilla movies are talked about, and there is not a single mention of poop. Although we will make poop jokes, so I'm kind of forgetting that number 143 comment. But at least the Godzilla movies were enjoyable. So,
and they're much more modest than this Japanese film.
But it's still same culture. It's all mutated in my eyes.
There's that overall weirdness appears in some places, but there's 3 Go Go Godzillas. They're up on the Go Go page, the Gonzo Guys YouTube page. These are video podcasts. The first one, you get to look at my ugly mug for the whole Epidose.
But for this most recent one, you get to see a different kind of mug. So
you get to see a different kind of mug by Epidose 3. It should alternate between me and Mike talking about the movies. First one, you'll hear Mike, but only see me, which I'm guessing I probably pick my nose or something during
it. Or cut a fart.
There's something happens, I'm sure, that might be entertaining. There's some wild reenactments with action figures, so you're in for a treat.
Yeah, so check that out. Check us out on the social interwebs. It's facebook.com/GonzoGuys and twitter.com/GonzoGuys.
Yeah, follow
us. @GonzoGuys.
Be a fan of us on Facebook. I just had a trivia question last week. The answer came from a longtime fan, he's won a Gonzo prize back in the past. I'm actually developing a special prize because he did answer the trivia question. Those prizes could be yours.
Yes, we talked about just like what could be in it. Is there any changes? Did the variant John Kennedy get shipped out yet?
You have, and just, you know, if you didn't catch the last dose, you could have the prize pack consist of a CD of music of a mystery
show. That's a compact disc.
Compact disc for this. There, not one of those fancy MP3s. We're talking about a compact disc. Now, it's a limited edition soundtrack, Gonzo Guys compact disc with music and just the wittiest of clips from our first season.
And you will not get queasy after this.
No, and it's a great little thing. Great, I know we're well past Christmas. Great stocking stuffer.
Yes, if you celebrate Christmas in July, now's the time to start thinking about that.
And give this, we're not even selling them; we're just giving it to you. So
you just gotta have some Gonzo knowledge. That's all you need.
You just have to hit the Facebook page, look for a trivia question. Hell, just interact with us. I might throw you a prize pack just for fun.
You never know. Just to make sure it's not zombie ass.
Miniature presidents,
or the underground comedy movie.
Or it could be the underground comedy. That's only if you cross us.
Yes, exactly. You'll know when you get it in the mail, though.
It might be a Gonzo-ish VHS tape. It could be mini presidents. It could be little zombie figurines. It could be a slide whistle. It could be fake dog poo. You don't know.
It could be real dog poo.
It might be real dog poo. It might be it could be a laser karaoke laser disc.
Yes.
It could be an outdated 8mm VHS tape.
It could be gospel music.
It could be gospel music. It could be a ring. It could be a Qigong instructional DVD. Who knows?
Point is, follow us on the Facebooks and the Twitters @GonzoGuys, facebook.com/GonzoGuys. Answer some questions. Hit us up. And we might be showering you with Gonzo gifts.
Watch for a question. There'll be a question going up tonight. You won't hear this for several days, but it's going up on a Tuesday.
Speaking of showering, I probably need to take a shower after this movie.
Yeah.
But we do have another movie coming up, and I think, am I next?
You are next. What is our next selection?
I'll put it on the Facebooks. I tell you what, there's not going to be that much fecal matter at all in this one, so
it'd be hard to top it.
That's my clue. If you can guess that, I will send you nothing.
Send you nothing. But check the Facebook page if you know what's coming up on the next dose.
Yeah.
I know what it is, but I'm on the inside, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Check the Facebook page, see what the next selection is. Look for that Gonzo question. It might just be an opinion question. Those are easy.
I don't have opinion about that.
So it could be, what movie have you watched that physically made you ill?
Yeah.
So it might be that. Start thinking about that.
Yes. Start thinking about being queasy and then contact us.
Yes.
So
I think that's it. Check out the Gogo Godzilla. Twitter, Facebook, yada yada. We covered that a bunch of times.
Don't fast forward. Even though there's some asterisks for this one, I'm still saying do not fast forward.
And I'll swing back around. Don't fast forward. We suffered through it. You should too.
Yes. With that, we'll see you later.
We'll see you later.
What are we going out on anyway?
A little Japanese pop music.
All right.
So here we go.
Yeah! The cleanest part of the movie was the title, and that's the only bright spot I'll take away.
Alright, till the next Gonzo dose.
Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
Nine.